ICQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Your net control tonight is Kilo, Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November. KQ4, WHN. My name is Mark, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is in an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. Announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. Hey, nothing heard there. So as usual, I try and come up with some interesting topics to make sure everybody's aware of. Number one is kind of time sensitive, so make sure you've got all your ducks in a row for this. If you didn't have the opportunity to go out and try winter field day because, well, we were in the middle of a pretty heavy sleet and snowstorm, we're going to try another shot at it. Not officially, but the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society is going to do what they call a take two of winter field day this Saturday at 10 a.m. until it gets so dark and cold nobody wants to be there anymore. So put that on your calendar if you want to go out there and try your rig and see what it looks like mobile, or you want to just go out there and spend some time with a bunch of hams. Well, I'm sure they'd love to have you. The club is planning to provide food. They are providing a place to do that. That's Phil's Place. You'll find that at 1273 Reese Mill Road in Pickens. On the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society website at brars.cc. It's the very first item in recent posts. You can find that right there on the front page. They'll also have a Get on the Air station, so anyone that's unlicensed, or maybe somebody who's licensed and doesn't have the equipment or doesn't have the desire to set up their own equipment, will have the opportunity to get on the Air station and do a little bit of out there in the field. They're going to hopefully have a really fun day of ham radio. Encourage everybody to spend some time and get involved with the local folks that actually provide this repeater for us. It's a good group, and everybody has a serious interest in the hobby. This one several months ago, but it bears repeating. If you have the capability to connect your radio to a computer, well, a lot of folks aren't huge fans of the digital stuff, but there is a utility called WinLink that allows you to send email via RF. And tomorrow is WinLink Wednesday. WinLink Wednesday is every Wednesday, and you can go to the WinLink site. Oh, I closed the tab. Stand by. WinLink Wednesday. Waste a little time here. WinLink Wednesday. Yeah, there we go. WinLinkWednesday.net. And you can find out all about how you can check in via WinLink to the folks that run WinLink Wednesday. There's a top right of the website, there is a net reminder. The format and the information on how to send WinLink check-ins via RF, whether you're going to do it via VHF or HF, well, that's up to you. You just can't do it via Telnet or the Internet, at least for your segment of it. And basically, you send them an email. They're going to note that sometime on the day on Wednesday, and they'll notify and recognize all the folks that were successfully checked in on Thursday during their RF net. So WinLinkWednesday.net if you're interested. I'm going to try and get my second check-in because I had some issues with my own WinLink installation, and we're going to see if we can't get her fixed and ready to go for tomorrow. The last item, just to bring to everyone's attention, the avid explorers in the ham community that are going to the most remote uninhabited island on Earth, Bouvet Island, I think that's how it's pronounced, down on in the southern hemisphere. It's quite a trek to get there. It's a huge expense. They get funding from all sorts of folks, but they are currently on the island, and they are making ham contacts. So if you have a general license or better, and you have the equipment to point to the south, or in this case, maybe southeast, the 3YOK, 3YOK.com website has all the details about the expedition to Bouvet Island, the most remote and probably the least contacted destination on the planet. They're there for the next little bit, taking your contacts. FT8 is probably going to be the way most of us are going to get there, but they do have other methods of communication. So you can go to 3YankeeOscarKilo.com and find out more information there. With all those messages handled, we'll go ahead and recognize our pre-net check-ins, folks that went to the website and checked in via the web check-in tool, and then we'll move to the RF side and take care of all of you fine folks listening to me prattle on. So let me go ahead and get those folks taken care of, and then we'll get started. With KC4PLT, that's Rich in Pendergrass, Georgia. I've got N4UIB, Rebecca in Monroe, Georgia. Looking at KF4CKT, that's John in Honeypath. KE4VGN, that's Richard in Greenville. Got KC4WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia. Got K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. Got KE4DXJ, that's Wendy, and she brings along Leon, NC9V, and they're both in Hendersonville. Leon's one of our net controllers, and always good to have the net controllers recognized, because they don't get paid a lot. I got AA4GH, that's Gus, there in Punta Gorda, Florida. Got KG4PFI, that's Don, and Don brings along Linda, KG4QLQ. And they're in Piedmont. Got KO4ZEW, the man on top of the playground equipment, doing the simplex net. Can't wait to hear about his results. That's Ben there in Simpsonville. And I got KQ4ZWS, Christine in Traveler's Rest. The last couple, I've got KR4AAZ, that's Andrew in Greer. WU2T, that's Rusty, coming to us from Moore. Got W2AMD Andrew from Simpsonville. Got KR4FHX, Jamie in Gaffney. And KC4W, that's William in Anderson. I got a couple of EchoLink stations waiting to check in, so we'll go ahead and get them taken care of, and we'll move on to the RF groups as soon as we get those. So, EchoLink stations only. If you want to check in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KQ4WHN.
Net control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. It's Jim in Berea, negative and negative.
Net control. Please check in KI4 Zulu Echo Tango. This is Harry in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And net control would like to recognize KO4YHY. That's Jim coming to us from Greenville. And KI4ZET, that's Harry. Same place, same methodology, both coming in via EchoLink. However you can get here and get in the log website, EchoLink, telephone relay, and you can also key up a mic and have a conversation that way. That works too. All right, folks, we'll now begin the roll call proper, and this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the ranked you portion. Just let us know if you're going to hang around and have a conversation with us. If not, that's fine too. We'll get you marked down if you do, and we'll come back to you at the end of the formal check-in period, which I will try and be diligent about for a change. Okay, tonight being Tuesday night, we're going to begin with the India through Lima group, I through L. Check in Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KQ4WHN.
WHN. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
Hey, Jim. Jim, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. I wish everybody a good evening. We have no time.
WHM. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Command Control would like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James there in the mountains of North Carolina. James, good to hear your voice as always, sir. Thanks for checking in with us tonight. Then I've got W4IOE, that's Sid there in Fletcher. And Sid, you are always welcome to join us. Glad to hear your voice tonight, sir. Then I've got another one of our net controllers. That's KO4JKV. That's Duncan coming to us from Asheville tonight. Let's give a shot, one more shot to India through Lima. I through L, call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Check in Kilo Romeo 4, India. Uniform Bravo, KR4IUB. This is Lenny in Easley. Thank you for the Simplex Net. I had fun. I'll be negative and negative. Have a good night.
Thank you for WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And Net Control would like to recognize Lenny from Easley. That's KR4IUB. Lenny, since you brought it up, how did you do on the Simplex Net? Did you participate and did you hear anybody?
I did participate. I heard a lot of folks. I did make one contact. That was pretty fun to do. And I had a blast doing it. Heard a lot. Made one confirmed contact back and forth. Thank you again.
Sir, yeah, I had kind of the same experience. I was jumping back and forth between two frequencies, which always makes it more difficult. But I heard a lot more than I was able to communicate with. And the one that I got, I think I have gotten nearly every time I've reached out on anything organized via net or otherwise. But hear your voice tonight, Lenny, and thanks for checking in with us. All right, we're going to move on to the next RF group. That's going to be Mike through Papa, M through P, call KQ4WHN.
Control. Mark, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, tell that Mike, Whiskey, Rick, sir, both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike, Oscar, Beck, Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
Somebody who unfortunately was doubling with you, but I've got all yours, so don't worry about it. Other station who was just keying up. Let's see if we can get you in there. Come back.
David, KF4NXY, and my wife, Marie4SX, Southern Greenville County.
Recognize these folks. Got KK4ONO, that's Lorena, and she brings along KK4DMW, that's Rick, and the two of them bring along KM4MOQ, their daughter Michelle in Ware Shoals via telephone relay. Thanks for bringing everybody in, as you always do, Lorena. Good to hear your voice tonight. Then you guys did a great job of doubling with each other, but I've always heard if you're not doubling, you're not trying. So we got you in the log anyway. This is David. Sorry, I'm organizing things here. David KF4NXY, and David brings along Marie AF4SX. All right, we got everybody in there and going, and I think. Wow, we've got a whole bunch of Echo Link popping in. So let me ask one more time for Mike through Papa. Let's see if we can empty that shelf, and then we'll go over to Echo Link to get everybody checked in over there. Mike through Papa, one more time. This is KQ4 WHN.
Let's check in and out. KO4 MWY. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee, Larry in Simpsonville. Negative, negative. Have a good night.
The India through Lima group.
Okay, well, then let's say India through Lima or Mike through Papa. If you want to check in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, I'll take that correction and just say I through P, call KQ4 WHN.
WHN. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike. Mike Foxtrot Kilo. Slipped my mind for a moment. That's Larry and Donna. And we will be in and out. I thank you for calling the net tonight. I'm a little discombobulated. I was just refilling a tank that has to be full of water before the night's out. You know, humidifier, you know. And it gets the best of me sometimes. KK4 JBQ. Back to you, sir.
Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee. Does my check-in still stand, or you want me to wait my turn again?
Get you in there. Go ahead and consider yourself checked in.
If you want to check in the Whiskey 4, Japan Echo Tango, WW4JET, it's Matthew in Northern Pickens County in the mobile tonight. No traffic other than the check-in. Thanks for calling that.
Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Hotel November with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, and we'll go ahead and get these fine folks checked in. Got KO4 MWY, that's Larry. Thank you for your patience, sir, and we'll get everybody noted in time. Then I got KK4 JBQ Larry, and he brings along KC4 MFK. Thanks for checking in tonight, Larry. And then WW4JET, that's Matthew there from Northern, the Northern Climbs there in Pickens. And good to hear your voice tonight, Matthew, as always. All right, now that I've thoroughly confused everybody by calling out two different alphabetic groups, let me jump back over to EchoLink and take care of those folks. And then we'll see if we can confuse folks with the next round of check-ins. So EchoLink stations only, call KQ4 WHM.
KQ4 WHM, Mark check-in, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4 PQA, Stephen in Greenwood, no traffic, no table.
KQ4 WHM, please check-in, Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec, this is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Negative and negative.
Net control, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Sierra India Delta, KQ4, SID. Name is Craig. I usually make my home in Greer, but I'm remote tonight testing out EchoLink in Landrum. Hopefully the sound is okay on my phone. But thanks for calling the net.
WHN with a Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And we'll get our EchoLink folks recognized here. I got KA4PQA Stephen coming to us from Greenwood. Good to hear your voice as always, Stephen. Glad you had a chance to check in tonight. Then I got KO4WTQ, that's Greg, coming to us from Brunswick, Georgia. That's a fun place. Then I've got KQ4SID, Craig, normally in Greer, hanging out in Landrum this evening. All right, folks. Mike through Papa, if I didn't give you enough time, feel free to check in with the next group, but I am going to move on and keep things rolling. And we're going to say anyone in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, call KQ4 WHM.
KQ4 WHM. Good evening, Mark. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4WHM. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
WHM. Please check in November 4, Tango Lima Papa, N4, TLP, Terry, in Moore, South Carolina, negative and negative.
WHM. N2SWJ, November 2, Sierra Whiskey Juliet. This is Scott. I'm down in Greer, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
This is KQ4WHN with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control, like to recognize N0TR. That's Tom coming to us from Greer. Good to hear your voice, Tom, and make sure that Bernice said I knows I said hello. We're going to have to get her a technician license so we can get her checking in. And I've got KO4QLG, that's Chris, coming to us from Liberty. Good to hear your voice tonight, Chris, and thanks for getting your name on the books. Next in line, I've got N4TLP, that's Terry, coming to us from Moore. And the man about town is finally back at home and checking in from his QTH. That's N2SWJ, and that's Scott. I think the last three times I checked Scott in, he was somewhere else and using that fancy software to remote control his rig. All right, we'll move on to the next group. I don't have any Echo Link stations, so we'll move on to Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Call KQ4WHN.
Control. Please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Yankee, Quebec, India. This is Jose and Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
WHN. Please check in Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
For WHN, check in KG4ZGS. This is Chris in Campobello. I'm on an HT in my house, so normally I'd stick around for the chew with you there, Mark, but I don't want to scratch at the repeater too bad, but I did attempt your 2-meter simplex, and I heard you in there. I heard NOTR. I heard KO4ZEW, and I heard KF4NXY from Campobello. So for those folks, I heard you up in Campobello, and thank you, Mark, for calling in.
Kilo 4X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4. To be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're both here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Good evening, net control. Send over pre-net. The business Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey over RF. Just want to say hello. Thanks for the simplex net this evening. I made three contacts. Even heard a couple of them check in tonight here, so thank you very much. Good evening to you, good evening to the net.
WHN. WHN. Get everybody on the net. Can you please check in KQ4YOO? That's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, Clint and Honeypath, and I'll be negative and negative. And I also obey three on contacts on the simplex.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control, like recognize KQ4YQI. That's Jose coming to us from Greer. Jose, I'm shocked I didn't hear you on the simplex side. You made the attempt, and I just didn't hear you. I did note a fair amount of QRM in my shack, so I'm going to have to figure that one out. Got WB4ZPH. That's Tim coming to us from Taylor's. Thanks for joining us tonight, Tim. Then I got KG4ZGS. That's Chris coming to us from Campobello. Chris, your HT is coming in, I'm going to say 5.57 or 8. You're making it in. What is possible if you decide to pick up the mic and hit the PC button? Furthering in, I've got K4XD, that's Tommy. He brings along Angela, KE4DVD. They're both in Southern Greenville County. Always good to hear your voice, Tommy, and thanks for checking in. Then I've got KQ4YOO, that's Clint, and he is in plenty of that. All right. We're in the uniform through Zulu, so let's move to the top of the alphabet and give some folks up there an opportunity to check in. You're in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D. Call KQ4WHM.
So, WD4DYH, Whiskey Delta 4, Delta Yankee Hotel. Johnny, travel's red, no traffic, no roundtable. Thank you for calling the net. Good evening to everyone.
WHN, in Kilo, Romeo 4, Delta, Bravo, Romeo, KR4, DBR. This is Bo and Easley, and I'll be negative and negative.
Q4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net, and net control would like to recognize WD4DYH. That's Johnny there in Traveler's Rest. Good to hear your voice tonight, sir. And then I've got KR4DBR, that's Bo there in Easley. Feels like that Alpha through Delta group's a little light. I'm expecting a couple others. Let's give it one more shot. Alpha through Delta, call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. So this is Kilo, Juliet 4, Bravo, Kilo, India, KJ4BKI, Jack. Over in Rock Hill, man. There's something in between us tonight. I'm trying.
For WHN. Evening Mark in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net. Thanks for calling the net, Mark.
K4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And net control would like to recognize. Jack, we got you. QSL. KJ4BKI. Jack coming to us all the way from Rock Hill via all that RF energy. A little bit of crackling, maybe down in the noise, but absolutely could make you out and got you in the log, sir. Then I've got KI4DOS. That's our net controller for Wednesday night. That's Gary. And he brings along Joy. K3JOY. One of those call signs that I just envy. I envy it. It's so cool. Love when people are creative. I am not that guy. All right, we're going to move on to the patient group who have really been waiting longer than I intended for them to wait. Echo through hotel, E through H, call KQ4WHM.
4WHM. Please check in KR4FNC with Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot November 12. This is Rick in Simpsonville, the Tide Forks area. Sorry I missed the break today, but I'll put that on the calendar and make sure I don't miss the next one. So greetings everybody on the net. Thank you for calling the net, Mark.
For WHN. Hey, Mark, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4ECN, Harry in Kevin, North Carolina. And I did listen on 5-2, but needless to say, I did not hear any of you folks in South Carolina, but at least ways I know it now. Other than that, I'll be negative tonight, and thanks.
Again, now to turn. KI4LZI, Andy, Mobile, Pickens, negative.
KQ4WHM. Please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Echo KR4, DEE, Greg. I'm in Hendersonville tonight. I'll be negative and negative in a very belated congrats, I think, on your retirement. I think I heard some chatter a couple days ago and that wasn't able to break in. So thanks for calling in that and hosting the Simplex.
Net control. Now, America, Japan 4, Echo November. I'm Bobby. I done made it home. Y'all have a great night. 73.
WHN. Please check in Kilo 4, Hotel November Romeo, K4HNR. This is Connor. I'm mobile over here passing through Duncan, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
WHN. All on the net. Sounds like you got a good one going. Sounds like your Simplex net before this net did really well, too. Always good to hear folks are checking in multiple modes, multiple frequencies, all that kind of stuff. Keep communication going. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Mark. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
Check in some folks here, or let's recognize them anyway. This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net, and net control would like to recognize KR4FNC. That's Rick coming to us, I think he said, from an HT. A little scratchy, but we got you in the log there, Rick, no worries. Got KC4EZN, that's Harry, coming to us from Candler. Always good to hear your voice, Harry, and thanks for getting in the log. Sorry you didn't hear anybody, but maybe we'll get some folks up in the mountains to get rattled up, and we'll get some Simplex going up there as well. Then I've got, well, he's out of turn, but he's always welcome. That's KI4LZI. That's Andy. Had a conversation with him this evening on the way home, and he has brought to my attention many things that I have to go down a rabbit hole and explore. So thanks for that conversation, Andy, and he's coming to us mobile tonight. You be safe out there. Then I've got KR4, Echo, Echo, Echo. That's Greg there in Henderson, Hendersonville. And always good to hear you come in and join us each time you have the opportunity to. Thank you, sir. Okay, then I've got Bobby, AJ4EN. Bobby's made it home, and hopefully he's going to be able to put his feet up. Then I've got K4HNR, that's Connor, coming to us mobile as well, and good to hear your voice tonight, Connor. And then I've got AK4HR, that's Mike, coming to us from Simpsonville. And I agree, Mike, I want to have folks out there as many different ways as we can communicate. All right, we've been through the alphabet once. Echo Link stations are under control, so if we hadn't got you checked in yet, let's do an all call. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, call KQ4WHN. Like we've got everybody checked in, at least at the very first part of it. I don't think I've gone 40 after the hour with just check-ins. I need to be more efficient. We'll get her done faster next time. So I'll say this is KQ4WHN, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for those checking in, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. Any Simplex folks out there that haven't reported in want to give us your report of what you heard over the last hour via Simplex. The goal tonight at 8:30 was to get everybody out on the Simplex channels, more specifically the national calling frequency of 146.520, and just see who you could reach out to. And I think the average successful contact was about three different folks, and some folks heard none. Maybe somebody else heard more. If you want to comment on that, call KQ4WHN.
4WHN, this is KG4ZGS on the HT. Are you picking me up?
Yes, sir. You're 5'8". Come on, let's talk.
Hey, man. I didn't realize that you were going to ask about that, so I told you who I heard when I was checking in. But I think that one guy may have heard me. It wasn't quite a contact because it wasn't confirmed, but I think he was getting back to me there. I think that was KF4NXY,
And then I heard Ben in there, KO4ZEW. I heard Tom, NOTR. And I heard yourself, KQ4WHN. So I was able to hear at least four people, and one of them I may have had contact with, but it was not a confirmed contact.
You've got them all the way down in Malden. Malden to Campobello is quite a reach for Simplex. Were you calling back to them on the mobile in your car, or were you on the HD?
Mobile in my car, on my way home from work, and I was trying to call them from my mobile rig. And then when I got home, it was time to eat up some food, and so I couldn't be out in my driveway, so I got on the HD in here. So thanks for the signal report. Hopefully it's not too scratchy.
No, very very readable. I would love to have HD ability in my house with that level of grab on the repeater. Mine's much more wispy and in the noise. So you're doing fantastic from where you are. Just out of curiosity, Chris, you got crossband repeat on your mobile rig?
No, I was talking to my dad about that yesterday, and he said we should do that. We should put a crossband radio in there, and then I can maybe talk on 440 to my car radio while my car radio talks to the repeater, and then I could have my HD in here with a solid signal.
Well, you're coming in great with an HD, so I don't know that you need it, but I think I've heard you in the wee hours, maybe after midnight, having a conversation on another repeater network, and you were talking about putting on a jacket and going out in the cold. I think you were talking with KR4ARE about some pretty deep topics last night, and I just felt sorry for you that you had to bundle up and go sit in the car to have that conversation, which is unfortunate. But if you have crossband repeat, or, you know, hey, Tell the little woman that it's time to put a rig inside the house so you can stay warm, and maybe keep an eye on the young master there, so you're not just disconnecting from the family when you want to have conversations.
Roger that. Yeah, I was talking to Sean there, KR4ARE, and yeah, sometimes after midnight we'll talk about topics that delve into the impolite, but it's after hours, so I hope no one minds too much.
Learning things as I was doubly entrenched trying to figure out some things here in the shack, and I was entertained by it all, but didn't see the natural opportunity to insert myself, and probably would have woken up my wife anyway, so probably best that I didn't, but it was an interesting conversation, nonetheless. So, let's go ahead and give it a shot for any check-ins. Chris, if you'll hang out for just a second. Anybody need to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KQ4WHN.
WHN. Please check in. Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike Victor, Dale in Ellenboro. I'll be negative, but thanks for calling the net. Have a great evening.
Q4WHN with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and net control would like to recognize Kila 4, Sierra Mike Victor. That's Dale in Ellenboro. Thanks for getting on along tonight, sir. You are my number 60. So I was always trying to make 50 before. Now it seems like we're reaching 60 without as much effort. So I tend to agree with Duncan. I think the number of people checking in is growing. And I was kind of worried because the pre-net check-ins usually kind of set the mood for the night, and there weren't as many pre-net check-ins, but we covered the gap. So well done, everyone. But back to you, Chris. So you're hearing all these folks, and you're calling back to them, and they're not hearing you. Obviously, I didn't hear you. I mentioned some noise in the shack I got to deal with. But nobody else heard you either, huh?
I don't think so. I turned my squelch down. Sometimes I had the squelch on one, or sometimes I turned it completely off so that the static was coming through, and I could hear a lot more voices in the noise, but I was able to clearly hear you and Ben and I heard Tom in there, and then that other fellow who I think I almost made contact with, he was a little scratchier. So I think maybe one person heard me, but no one else could hear me. And I got to throw a little shade. I heard Ben calling in on the repeater as well. That was funny.
Yeah, I made him aware of that, and apparently his radio has a default flip back to the last VFO when you hit the PTT button. So he was aware of it, but intentional design of the radio to do what it was doing, Ben just wasn't on board with what the radio wanted to do, but he fixed it right away both times, and was quite aware of what we were hearing. So kind of funny, but he was on top of it. Out of curiosity, Tom, N0TR, or Ben, KO4ZEW, you guys on the air, still on frequency, and any reports on hearing Chris when he tried to reach out?
Kilo Romeo 4, India Uniform Bravo. I did hear Chris. I did try to reach out here from Easley, but he was really, really, really far away. I heard him, but I don't think he heard me. But I did hear you, Chris.
Hello, Romeo 4, India Uniform Bravo. I did hear a KR4 in the noise there. I did not get the suffix, so I'm pretty sure I was able to hear you. But it was scratchy, and I didn't realize you could hear me. So thanks for getting back.
I heard you. You said you were mobile, and I tried to grab you, but I think you're probably moving a little too fast for me. But it was good to hear some voices around here in the noise.
Didn't hear from Tom or Ben, so we'll assume they found other ways to entertain themselves. Chris, you got any plans for adding to your stable of radios? Last I heard, you were working on an HF and trying to get an HF antenna, and you're going to see if you could break the record for the number of antennas on a family vehicle.
I'm still kind of bouncing back and forth between the Yaesu 891 and the ICOM 7300. The ICOM radio came down in price when the Mark II came out. So, but the ICOM radio is a good bit bigger than that Yaesu. So, for my mobile rig, I'm probably leaning toward the Yaesu. But I do not currently have plans to buy one of those radios just as of yet. I'm still trying to study my general stuff. So.
Yeah, I treated myself to a radio. When I hit general, I said, if I can pass that test, I'll buy that radio. So that's the 7300 that's here at my right elbow that has been my stalwart HF rig, and dealt with all of the fumbling and bumbling that I've done as I go through and learn. But that was what I treated myself to when I managed to get the general ticket. And I would agree with you. I think I would rather have something smaller inside a vehicle, and the Yaesu is probably a better fit for a mobile rig.
Comment, KC4EZN.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Just want to muddy the water a little bit here. Little rule of thumb, when you're putting up mobile antennas on your vehicle, you need to remember that rule of thumb is they need to be separated by a quarter wavelength. So when you get too ambitious, you may have to buy a larger vehicle in order to maintain that idea. Of course, with a larger vehicle, you can also put more radios in it, too, which means that you need to go to a larger vehicle. And when you get up to school bus size, you probably reach your limit. And with that, we'll turn it back to you. KC4EZN.
The folks at NASA are trying to find a home for the space shuttle crawler. It only goes 1 mile an hour, but it's got plenty of room to build whatever you want on top of it, which would make great foundation to put in a number of towers to make the ultimate mobile rig.
16. We just had to measure a little bit there.
It's a pretty big car, and I've got my dual band antenna on one side of the trunk on the driver's side, and I've got a GMRS radio antenna on the other side of the trunk. And the trunk's maybe 4 feet wide or so. I haven't had any problems with interference between the two antennas. I think that they're far enough apart from each other, and their ground plane's pretty good. So, but yeah, I was wondering about that. If I put an HF, like a tunable antenna, in the middle, that would be cutting the distance between those other two antennas in half, and I don't know, I might run into that problem, so I might just have to break down and find a place to put a base station in my house.
Buying a school bus, KC4EZN.
Consider an RV-style setup, and I also, during that consideration, I did consider a school bus.
Keep that a secret inside your house. Turn it back to you guys. This has been too much fun listening to you guys. KC4EZN.
But, Harry, I have never had a desire to have more than one transmitting antenna on a vehicle, but I start to wonder what size vehicle you would have to have, and does it matter if the radio is turned on or turned off? Because I would assume that you could end up with some SWR issues or just some weird radio propagation happening from all of those antennas in proximity to each other, whether they're on or off, could be problematic. But certainly on and transmitting multiple at the same time, be like having two phone calls in the car. I can't imagine that, but I feel like that's a whole other math problem that you have to worry about. This is KQ4WHN.
KG4ZGS, and then I'll let you get back to your net, Mark, but good to talk to you tonight. I told you I wasn't going to react to you, but then I got here anyway, so. The antennas I've got, I haven't measured SWR, so I don't know if they're causing SWR issues in my radios or not. I have not had any problem with reception, and people typically tell me that I've got a pretty strong signal coming out, so it hasn't noticeably affected me, but I have not put an SWR meter on either antenna, and so I don't know if that is a problem that I'm facing right now or not, but currently it's not causing any issues. So anyway, thanks, Mark. Good to talk to you tonight, bud, and to everybody else, I'll say 73. This is KG4ZGS.
Hate you into rag you, Chris, so I'm just picking on you a little bit. No, I don't have any answers to your antenna questions, but I am curious. I feel like somebody's got an article out there that maybe we can find a little more detail on what antennas do. I definitely understand the need for separation, but, you know, what they do to each other in proximity and, you know, understanding all of that that RF energy and what they do with each other is, there's so many rabbit holes you can run down. I'm starting to get woozy trying to figure out what I want to learn about next. But let me go ahead and open it up for anybody else that wants to check in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Want to do that? Let's do that now. Call KQ4WHN. Well, I don't feel like it's fair to pick on anybody else this late. So I'll remind everybody, if you've got a calendar in front of you, next month we're going to do the Simplex Net on April the 7th. That is the first Tuesday in the month of April. On April 7th will be the next go-round. If you want to join us, go ahead and draw your mark. Wow, try English. Or go ahead and mark your calendar, and we'll look forward to having that attempt go on April 7th at 8:30. All right, we'll do one more all call, and if anybody's got any comments, questions, thoughts, or just want to have a conversation, we got a few minutes here. But more importantly, if you want to check in Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KQ4WHN.
Check in, Mount, Whiskey X-ray 4, Delta Alpha Tango, WX4, V18.
4 WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize WX4DAT. That's Danny coming all the way from Gastonia. Well done, sir. All right, folks, anybody anywhere want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? We'll consider this the last call. Last call, checking in. This is your opportunity. Call KQ4WHN. All right, nothing heard. Let me go ahead and send my net report, and we'll call this thing done. Stand by. This is KQ4WHN. Now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for those checking in. Don't forget, Gary, KI4DOS, is going to be running the net tomorrow night, Wednesday, and he'll have the swap net after the formal check-in portion tomorrow night. So if you want to buy something or sell something, Gary is your guy tomorrow night. All right. Well, that's all I've got for you tonight. I appreciate everybody's participation in the Simplex net along with the regular 2-meter net checking in. A lot of good conversation, and always have a great time. Always honored to serve as your net controller and appreciate everybody's participation. Well, now we're returning the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73. Good night.
KI4LZI Mobile. Did you ever, of course you was busy with the net and all, but did you ever find that while I was telling you about the warning system?
I have been on the move since you and I talked, Andy, but it is on my list of things to do for the morning, so I absolutely will be on that in the AM.
Pat, I don't know whether you can get into them or not now. Just be honest, the primary one I used to go through went from analog to digital, and I lost my primary means without running maximum power and getting in some of those long mountains. But, and I take right now run full power at the moment, but that's where a 1-7 centimeter, 2-meter net will be. Then on that Sunday at 7:30, that's like I was telling you before, that's when they do the 10-meter net.
Stare at their website, since you brought it up, the Glassy Mountain Repeater in Pickens is absolutely something that I can hit. So I might be able to join there. And the, well, they've got K9OH there on Caesar's Head, which I can absolutely hit. So, yeah, there's several in here that I've already got programmed into the radio. I just need to get on the net, I guess, and start learning more about what they got going on. So, maybe I'm closer than I think, but I've got some learning to do and some research to do, but I absolutely appreciate you turning me on to it.
One thing you're going to learn about the K9OH machine, it's only linked to the system just at certain times. It's linked from 7:25 to 8:59 during the net on Tuesday and Thursday, and whenever there's any severe weather. Otherwise, the K9OH isn't linked to it, but just during those times about that one.
No, they're really tight on what they do on that particular repeater because they're the kind of the go-to Skywarn system. But I got the schedule staring me in the face here, so I'm gonna see what I can do to get involved.
I didn't know if you knew about that or not, because way back prior to 2010, this repeater here used to be the Skywarn repeater. Prior to 2010, not just, I guess, 3 or 4 years after I got my license, it went to there. So some of those machines are linked all the time, and others, like the K9OH, is, unless it's bad weather or the Skywarn net. So go ahead. When you was talking about earlier, I was coming back from my radio meeting. KI4LZI Mobile.
And even the website, warnsystem.org, they even give you a kind of a matrix of whether they're connected 24/7 to the wide area repeater network system and what group they're associated, what amateur radio group they're associated with, whether they do weather reports.
You know, all of it's detailed right here. So super, super helpful website. And like I said, I've already got several of them already programmed in. I know I can hit them. So I just need to get involved in the nets. Just didn't know they were there. But thanks for the heads up, Andy. And I always learn something when I talk to you.